Today we're joined by Ross Drury, and we're talking about Throne. Ross, please tell us about the show.
So Throne by Jodie Gray is a piece of theatre that uses binaural sound technology. So just to go into a little bit about that, it's a microphone that's shaped like a human head with audiences on headphones. So to put it simply, if you whisper into the ear of that microphone, you hear it in the ear of your headphones. So it creates a kind of immersive soundscape. And we've also, supporting that, have created an immersive sound design that exists sort of around the head of the audience, if you like. The story follows a child psychologist called Dr. Constant Ellis, who is recording all her memories before they all disappear. And the piece explores the moments in childhood that make who you are as an adult. So where you're thrown from childhood into adulthood. And we built the piece through workshops with elderly community groups, where we asked them this question: do you remember the moment that your childhood ended? And we took their memories and put it into a kind of kaleidoscope of stories. It is also performed by one woman, and there are about 50 characters in it. And she's kind of exploring her memories, and an amazing actress called Jill Rutland, who also runs the company of Living Record.
What was the process of creating the show?
I think it worked slightly differently if you say a normal play. So because of the technology being so implicit in what we are doing and how we are staging it, I started the first day of rehearsals with the lighting schemes and the sound technology from day one. Whereas normally I think you kind of like put together a play and at the end you do a tech rehearsal. Really, this was like working with an actor and technology from the root up, from the very beginning, which was actually a complete reversal to how I'm used to working. So I have to say it was a little bit like starting again. Like, I've never actually, oh my God, how do I even direct plays? I have no idea. And also what was really fascinating about it is because the central effect that the audience are getting is that they're coming to hear a play rather than to see a play. So the senses of what the audience experience is completely reversed to what you're normally doing. So all the things that I may have known about what works with audiences has been sort of like reversed and changed. So I had to kind of rewire and reprogram my brain of how to make this play work, which was involved a lot of mistakes.
How did the script get written? I know there was a whole process there.
Well, through these workshops that we had at the elderly community groups, our amazing playwright Jodie Gray took these stories and kind of made them her own and sort of wove in fiction and true testimony into this sort of like total play. And that was originally put into an R&D, which was very much a sort of storytelling showcase using binaural sounds. And we simulcast that, so it streamed on YouTube, and it was this whole sort of like digital poetry. And then after that R&D, we reflected, we worked dramaturgically on the script, and we started to build this story about Constant Ellis. You're like, you know, we had to ask ourselves, why would someone speak their memories to someone? Why would this happen? Why would this technology be used? And that's where we came to this idea that there was a doctor who was losing her memories, which is why she needed to record them.
It's come out in many recent years about creating holistic, interesting female characters, which it seems you very much have done. What was the process of making these women very real and interesting?
Sorry, what?
Dr. Ellis?
Yes, could you ask
that
question?
What's the process of making that a really interesting, complex character?
That is actually a really interesting question. I think in terms of making the character kind of interesting within the piece, it's not just about Constant Ellis. There is a whole total character here of what the sound is doing, which takes you into her consciousness into her emotions. So in a way of like getting that sense of real character towards an audience, yes, you rehearse the actor healthily and you take it from given circumstances and the story and objectives and actioning as one always does. But then we have a whole other sort of like thing that we're building here, which is the inside of the character and the kind of abstract feeling and soulful things which we're able to communicate with this sound technology. and then you find out how they complement each other. So when you say to me, how do I build a holistic character, it's actually a very good way of putting it, because actually the total effect of the entire piece is to bring the audience into the centre of what's going on inside this character. And what this microphone does is bring you in a one-on-one experience with Constance, because the sound centres you as if she's speaking just to you. So I think it's a really unique opportunity to explore character in that way.
Yeah. Hmm. And you also said that at the beginning of this process, there were people interviewed from different walks of life, including elderly people.
Hmm. Yeah, so as a wraparound to Throne, because it's something that me and Jill Rutland, who I've made the play with, who's the performer, something that we really believe in is this idea of thrownness. So it all started with us sharing letters, essentially, with each other, emails. I mean, it's not that romantic. We weren't, like, you know, there with an oil-lit candle. But sharing our childhood memories that we felt were pivotal to us, things that happened that have made us behave in the way that we do now. I think it's slightly that something came out of having worked with each other for 15 years. We're so aware of all of each other's problems that we wanted to know why they were there. So we started looking into our own memories in that way, and it was, you know, a really good sort of like friendship moment, really. And then we started to talk about other people we knew about this, and everyone was like, yeah, actually, I kind of know what you mean, these moments in childhood that are shaping. And you kind of bottle those chats up and you think, oh yeah, maybe I've got an idea for a play here that might make a bit of a difference. So from that, we created this Record of Living project, which is a wraparound to Throne. And what that is about is meeting people and asking that question and talking to what their memories are and creating a bit of a community around what we think is a shared human experience. So I think we could take this question of thrownness and go to anywhere in the world, to any community, of any class, credence, circumstance, and everyone would have a story that they've survived to tell, essentially. So in this project, we have, as well as talking to the elderly groups, which is specific to Throne, gone to prisons and speaking to people there, which was one of the most transformative things I've ever heard in my life. Like, you, having not gone to jail, or, you know, you underestimate the circumstance that creates that situation, and that was really, really illuminating. And we have had interviews with children and actually asked them the same question. That's been fun too, and that's been very interesting. You know, and I think everyone has their Throne story, and what we hope from this play is that maybe when they finish and they've watched it, they might tell, just like me and Jill did, tell their best friend their Throne story. And, you know, because it does, I think it helps you understand yourself a little bit more.
Great. Well, thank you so very much.
That's all right. No worries.
Yeah.